From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to announce later Tuesday whether he'll pull the U.S. out of the international nuclear deal with Iran and reimpose sanctions. Mr. Trump has repeatedly referred to the 2015 deal as flawed, citing the scope of inspections, Iran's missile program, the deal's 10-year sunset provision. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson was in Washington Monday urging U.S. officials to stay in the deal while acknowledging Mr. Trump has given the world community a legitimate challenge to stop, in his words, bad Iranian behavior.
To try to stop Iran getting missiles, stop them interfering in neighboring countries, and also to fix the core problem of the deal, which is that it expires in 2025, and then there's no way of stopping the Iranians going very rapidly to get a nuclear weapon.
Johnson warned of what he called a very grave downside if the U.S. walks away.
Yes, on balance, there have got to be considerable risks at the moment that the United States will walk away, that there will be there could be a collapse of the deal.
Iran has ruled out renegotiating the accord, but President Hassan Rouhani Monday indicated Tehran could stay in it with the remaining signatories. Also Monday, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Bahram Ghesemi said quitting the deal is not an easy task, and Iran's reaction will be, in his words, an unimaginable one for America. He said the U.S. will regret it. In Somalia, it was learned that at least 9 Kenyan soldiers were killed Sunday when their convoy detonated an improvised explosive device in Jubaland. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta issued a statement saying he was appalled and saddened to learn of what he called this cowardly attack. This is VOA News.